Daddy started Christmas morning with a stick of dynamite.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
Popular singers have been making Christmas records since Edison invented the phonograph.
You mind if we hear some tunes?
Hey, that'll work.
You got any Christmas music?
This is Christmas music.
This is Weird Al Yankovic. Go ahead! Go ahead! Have a Merry Christmas! See if I care!
Popular singers have been making Christmas records since Edison invented the phonograph.
I don't like Christmas albums that, you know, that try to be super different and really put their own stamp on Christmas.
This is a note on what may become known as beat diplomacy, or how to be diplomatic for that little man in the red suit and the furs.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed this piece of the record as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them.
What's today, my fine fellow?
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
I wear green velvet knickers, a forest green velvet smock, and a perky little hat decorated with spangles.
An hour of entertainment and inspiration.
Thank you. Respectfully, Ladytron, I disagree. The celebration is just starting. I am a devout 12 days of Christmas celebrant. That means we begin our revels on Christmas Day, just a few short hours from now, and sustain our merrymaking through the Feast of the Epiphany on January 6th. Okay. We now know December 25th is almost certainly not the date on which Jesus was born in Nazareth, so January 6th ought to be, you know, negotiable, too. Yippee-ki-yay, Christmas lovers. It's me, your buddy Chris, with yet another installment in the metronomically reliable and stereoscopically hi-fiable Yule Tunes Eclectic and Inexplicable Compilation Series. This is installment 18. They grow up so fast. Ulysses S. Grant edition in the schema of U.S. presidents. In the discography of Prince, may he rest in power, this would be the Emancipation edition. That was a 3-CD, 180-minute release, which not even I have dared. It's the Tomorrow Never Dies entry in the Eon Productions James Bond parlance. That's the one that now Academy Award winner Michelle Yeoh is in, as was my former boss, the great Ricky Jay. May he rest in power. Guess I could look up which Marvel movie was 18th, but, you know, when I started this project, there were no Marvel Studios Marvel movies. Upon the roof, to my surprise, there stood a man with cheery eyes. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. We have a disco Santa Claus this year, doing the hustle with a bag of cheer. Once again, it's Christmas Eve as I'm recording this, so late but still great, tardy but still down to par D. This installment is Merry Christmas, colon, From the Moms and Dads, hyphen, Hall Deckening, Part 1. That's right. For the first time, I'm abandoning my longstanding insistence that this fully digital incarnation of an at least somewhat analog exercise comprises two sides of a cassette, and you're just getting Part 1 this year, so... For all who've complained that the oft-feature film-length Yule mixes of the past were just too much of a good thing, this one will make only a modest claim on your precious holiday time. It's roughly the length of a normie Christmas album. And even though this is largely, not entirely, never entirely, but mostly a secular holiday album, I thought it important this year to get back to the spirit of what JC taught us. Of course, I mean James Cameron. You know, he was like, I don't have to bring you Avatar 3 just because it's Christmas again. I can kick that can all the way down the calendar to next Christmas. So, you'll get Hall Deckening Part 2 then, and unless I decide to drop it on you for MLK weekend or President's Day. Nevertheless, I hope it will obfuscate and illuminate your holiday season as faithfully as its 17 predecessors. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. Yeah. Doing the hustle with the bag of chips. disco was dead, to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. The register of its burial was signed by the clergyman, the clock, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Chicago DJ Steve Dahl signed it at Comiskey Park in 1979. Look it up. Shameful episode. Old disco was as dead as a doornail. And then Beyonce released Renaissance and it came back hard. Beyonce walked so that the Cold Chillin' Juice crew could run, as I shall now prove to you.
Shut up already!
Jingle bell, jingle bell, rock with hip hop. Look what we got here. Yeah, I definitely can relate. One heck of a Christmas present for 88 as I flow and let it go. So fresh like Santa. You have to say ho, ho, ho. So girls and boys, let's make some noise. Give thanks for joys and all goodies and toys for Christmas. Yes, indeed, this must be the greatest holiday treat. So people just buzz how I celebrate as we elevate. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell a great Christmas line for your delight. That's Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Son, say, where you at? Yo, son. Son, you on the mic, baby. Come on, son. Got you, son. Come on. Let's go. Kick it.
Now, I've been a good girl all year round. And this is what I want from the people who are down. Now, I am mainly speaking about my family and friends. I want a BMW, a Jaguar, or Benz. It really doesn't matter the expense of the gift. Because being around them is such a spiritual uplift. To think about all year when we're illing, to get together and just be cold chilling. Because in the past year, I made a record with Rick. But now I'm going to end this like Eartha Kitt. It may sound cute or it may sound crazy, but this one's for you, Santa baby.
Ooh.
You hear a lot of jingle bells at Christmas time, but I deck the halls with the Christmas rhyme. Santa used to drive a sleigh in Christmas past. He was chilling when I seen him last. A Lamborghini with a spoiler kit. Driving looked like Santa, and I said, oh, it's a feeling on my mind in an altered state. But chilling up north on a reindeer plate instead of Louis Vuitton or Gucci fixes. His rags had pictures of Don and Blitzens. Top it off, he had a phone in the tent instead of treads, homes, ties, left footprints. He came to a halt, but he did not screech. And in the back of my mind, some said, don't reach. He said, ho, 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 yo, Shan, loud and clear. I ain't heard a rap from you in a year. Merry Christmas, here's some beats that's brewed in the broth. And if you don't rock these, that means you're soft. He said, Shan, my man, I got a busy night. And you'll be straight next year if you rock this right. To my surprise, when I woke on Christmas dawn, I couldn't find my tapes and my lyrics were gone. But underneath the tree in a red and blue pack was up cold, chilling, warm. Warner Brothers contract. So I'm here tonight to share my cheers. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, we do it again. We'll kick it again. One more time. Go ahead.
Now once again, let your hands applause with this contribution to Santa Claus, to Frosty, to Rudolph, etc., etc. Just remember these rhymes we said to you. Tis the season to come to reason with the good spirit we find to be pleasing, easing every single form of tension. Also, I'd like to mention Merry Christmas to Bismarcky, Coogee Bat Polo, and Craig G. Marley Mar Glamorous, the list goes on to Powerful Percy and TJ Swan. And to me, Shannon Shante, get the job done. Season's greetings to everyone.
Hold it, Kane. Hold it. It's not over. Wait a minute. Now I'm fly tired with the Christmas tree. The one who makes the juice crew complete. A true professional, not an amateur. The season's greetings from a jolly good manager. FLY. TY. You can't deny. The flies to the fly tie. Cold chilling with Shante Shannon Kane here. Not in a rush. I leave it to the reindeer. Yeah, it's strange to see me rapping, but for Christmas, who knows what can happen. So for everybody out there that caught this buzz, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I told you I could do it. I told you I could do it. I told you I could do it. All right, yeah. Yeah, my name ain't Russell. Andre. I'm for real. This is real. Get out of here. Merry Christmas from the Juice Crew. Cold Chillin' and Warner Brothers.
Ho, 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 ho. Happy Christmas, everybody. From Nelson Wilbury of the famous Traveling Wilburys. Clap, 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 clap. Cue the music. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. And get lots of little things in your stockings. Keep on traveling, folks. Bye-bye.
On Christmas Eve in the 80s, my mother would say to me, upstairs and go to sleep, wake up in a dream. Christmas was better in the 80s, better in the 1980s. Christmas, my true love gave to me 82 cats of frying, 81 cats of broiling, 80 cats of baking.
Enough,
79
Alf.
Cats of toasting, 78 cats of boiling.
Enough.
77 cats of sizzling, 76 cats of poaching.
Enough, Alf.
No more.
Fine. Not only are we spending Christmas in some desolate cabin with no running water, we're not allowed to sing.
The snow was deeper in the 80s and everybody used to play outside on Santa's sleigh, living dreams and holidays. And I won't forget those tiny flashing lights, plastic trees and snowball fights, happy days and silent nights. Christmas was better in the 80s, better in the 1980s. Christmas was better in the 80s, better in the 1980s.
Get together, have a few laughs.
Don't know what to think. We're usually so in sync. Got identical gifts. Every December 25th, I can't draw for love, no money. But you guess my Pictionary. We still nail you wrong.
this is Julie Brown with a Christmas Minute and a Half. You know, Christmas is a time of caring and loving, but they say if you can't love yourself, well, then you really can't love anybody else. And the best way to show that you really care about you is to spend most of your Christmas dollars on yourself. So here's a few ways to cut corners during this magic season. First of all, change the tradition from Christmas stockings to Christmas pantyhose. Next, glue jujubes on old bricks and send them out as fruitcakes. No one ever eats them, so no one really know. For a lawn decoration, dress your dog as a reindeer and say, "Stay." For a manger scene, use old dolls. Donnie and Marie make a great Mary and Joseph, and Spuds McKenzie is just darling as the baby Jesus. Last of all, buy Easter baskets for the kids, and when they wake up Christmas morning, tell them they've been in a coma for 4 months. So there you have it. And with the dollars you save, you can buy yourself a whole new wardrobe. You'll look great. All sorts of people will come on to you, and after all, isn't that what Christmas is really all about? So here's my present to you from me, Julie Brown, and that's all you're gonna get. Merry Christmas.
You get that Christmas feeling when you're tuned to the holiday sound. Ooh, 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 ooh. Get that Christmas feeling and a happy holiday sound.
What's that sound making all the clouds go? Why, of course, it's Uncle Dave making in his old banjo. I can see him now keeping time with his feet and singing 11-cent cotton and 40-cent meat. And as the applause dies down, there's another sound swelling from the heavens as memories abound of our friend Hank Williams and his lonesome sigh of cold, cold heart, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. And old Rod Brasfield, man, what a funny guy. He's there too at that opera in the sky. Keep him laughing, Rod, way up there in the blue. And from all of us, a Merry Christmas to you. Cowboy Copas, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Jim Reeves, Patsy Cline, singing all the great songs that made their stars shine. We still miss you, and we want you to know someday we hope to join your Christmas Grand Ole Opry show.
I wanna be at the Opry on Christmas night, the Grand Ole Opry on Christmas night. I wanna be there.
Let's make them feel welcome once again here at the Louisiana Hayride. A big hand for Decca Records, The Gay.
Every year, the story is always the same. There's too many presents to fit in the big bag on the sleigh. And every year, Santa knows just what to say when all of the elves claim the bag's way too tight and maybe we shouldn't do this tonight. Santa gets crafty 'cause Santa knows
house. He goes to his tool shed. He goes to get the lube for the sleigh. Nobody asks why Santa has so much lube. Lube for the sleigh. The lube for the sleigh. Break out the gun oil and fire away. Cover the presents in lube. Lube for the sleigh. This year, the kids have been extra good. There's so many presents, so there's gonna be so much lube. Elves break their backs making presents all year. But this Christmas, they don't have to fear, because there's lube for the sleigh. It sort of makes sense, but it's weird to think about, because Santa's old, right? He needs a lube for his sleigh. The lube for the sleigh. Santa saves Christmas, then dicks down his wife. Lube on the presents tonight. Lube for the sleigh. And in the midnight hour, on one of Santa's breaks, Donner and Blitzen, they find themselves all alone. And in that moment of pure attraction, that's when those reindeers recognize, oh my God, we really are animals. Thank God we have a the sleigh.
I'm so happy since Jesus came. He took my load, my stay.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh.
Hi, it's me, Pee-wee Herman. Hey, seriously, everybody, during this holiday season, please don't drink and drive. Duh!
Yo, it was the night before Christmas, just me and my spouse. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. We got our sweatpants on, we ain't leaving the house. You gon' have to pay me, homie, I'm not leaving this couch. Baby, it's cold outside, we just sitting by the fire while the little dunce is playing in the snow outside. Don't wanna go outside, we just binging Love is Blind and old Star Trek reruns that we watched a dozen times. I'm just trying to cozy up, not interested in staying up till 4 a.m. drunk, popping bottles in the club. I might have an old fashioned or an eggnog with some rum. I might even try to get a VR headset just for fun. But if you think I'm about to leave the house, you must be cray. I'm staying home for Christmas, I don't care what they say. So feel free to drop by if you wanna pay a visit. Heard some knocking at the door, pause the Netflix, yo, who is it? But when I got to the porch, there was nobody there, but just some presents from the elves that they left by the stairs. And yo, I wish you were here, but it's my Christmas staycation. I'm not going anywhere, so fire up the PlayStation. Cause this year, all I want for Christmas is to stay at home. No offense, don't get it twisted, I wish that we didn't live so far away, but we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. Cause this year, all I want for Christmas is to stay at home and just eat up all the Triscuits. I wish that We didn't have to go back to work, cancel all of my appointments until January 1st.
It's about to be a silent night, that's right. I'm catching up on my Z's, I ain't catching a flight. Despite all the season's greetings and the holiday cheer, yeah. I'm home in my robe reading, trying to call it a year. Finally. Pouring a shot and a beer. Cheers. I steer clear of the eggnog. Ugh. I ain't roasting chestnuts, what? Just this hog leg dog. I got enough memories, ain't trying to make more. Nope. Unless you're coming to upgrade my PlayStation 4. Aye. There's no family feast. Nah. I'm trying to eat some Chinese and stare at the TV screen until my eyes bleed. Yep. In the past, I've been over backwards to be your presence. Didn't even leave with any presents. I guess this year I'll sit here on the couch with my pajamas on and open all the boxes that I got myself on Amazon. Ah. Christmas used to be the ish, but now I'm not a young buck. Ah. And all I gotta say is bah humbug.
Cause this year, all I want for Christmas is to stay at home and just mind my own business. Don't get it misconstrued, I don't mean to be a Scrooge. I just wanna raid the fridge and eat up all the food. Cause this year, only thing on my wish list is to stay at home. Yeah, that's all I want for Christmas. I wish that we didn't have to go back to work, cancel all of my appointments until January 1st. I'm just chilling at the crib, no really a survive. I wish we could stay at home like this for Christmas all the time. Cause then I wouldn't have to drive, get on a plane. True. You know traveling around this time of year is insane. Crowded airports and stores, but no luggage to pack. Almost done, just got a couple more presents to wrap. Go. Then I'm hitting the sack, 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Left some cookies and some milk out there sitting by the tree, just in case he decides what? To come and pay a visit. Heard some rustling in the living room, wake up and say, who is it? Huh? Then I opened up the door, guess who I saw? He said they call me Saint Nick, but just address me as Claus. And please forget what you saw, cause I was never here. Grabbed the milk and cookies, and up the chimney he disappeared. And I wish we were there, but it's my Christmas staycation. Watching all the classics, yeah. Even the ones in claymation. Cause this year, all I want for Christmas is to stay at home. No offense, don't get it twisted. I wish that we didn't live so far away, but we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. Cause this year, only thing on my wish list is to stay at home. Yeah, that's all I want for Christmas. I wish that we didn't have to go back to work, cancel all of my appointments until January 1st.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together.
Then we wrap the presents we'll exchange as a family and put them under the tree. What Santa brings will come later when we're
get
all supposed to
get that Christmas feeling and a happy holiday song.